All right, so we're up here at the final of the Sarri final. Fairview are 4-0 up, is it?
Yeah, it's 4-0.
So we're here anyway, and it's going pretty good. It's not raining, so a few lads here. How's it been going the weekend there?
It's been tough, and we're playing for the team from Kilkenny. We lost in the semi-final to that good team over there. I don't even know the name.
The blue team.
The blue team, yes, and they're leading 4-0. I thought they're the best team around. So I told you before now that they'll win the match, and see how it's going fine. So I know they'll carry the day and they'll be the best team around. So I know we're in good because we're just playing shit and we're fagged out.
Yeah.
Go play 3 matches yesterday, 3 today, so we're all tired.
And each match is what, a half hour long, is it?
Just 15 minutes, okay. Half side, and it's a 7-a-side game.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's it.
And so you have come up from Kilkenny for the game?
Yeah.
So for the 2 days, and then?
2 days. We came yesterday, I think at about 1 o'clock, and then we're leaving this evening.
Okay.
We're going back to Kilkenny.
Okay, and how do you think the whole football tournament has gone so far?
It's okay, it's fine, it's just fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes, because most of us are not full-time footballers.
Yeah, yeah.
We just play football when we're young and we hear there's a competition against racism and dress. We just have to come to catch fun with other people, interact with other people, get to know good new things about other people, even the cultures and everything. You can see them playing Caribbean music, African music, Irish music. So we're trying to integrate into the Irish system.
Yeah.
So it's good.
And you've come over from Nigeria yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
And is there quite a strong Nigerian community down in Kilkenny?
Yeah, there's an association there in Kilkenny.
Yeah.
There's an association of Nigerian citizens in Kilkenny.
Okay.
So it's a very strong organization. And even the vice president, wife, she came, I think, August. Yeah, for a visit to visit the Nigerian community.
Excellent.
So it was good, and she just saw that island was good.
Yeah.
But the people are okay. So that's it.
Yeah. And in terms like this, originally was originally set up to combat racism in Dublin.
Yeah.
Like, do you feel like in Kilkenny there's racist problems down in Kilkenny?
The problem with people in Kilkenny is just that most people, they don't go outside. You know, when you don't go outside, you don't interact with other people. You know what other people feel.
Yeah. Outside the town.
Yeah, outside the town. Even inside the town. But I feel when you're a traveler, you get to experience good things, and you interact with people, then you won't feel that different people.
Yes.
White,
yes.
Black, green, everybody will just want. But when you don't go outside, it's shit, you understand me? So, but when you travel out, but most of them are good. Those that have traveled to the US, England and the rest, when they come home, they're okay. But those that have not traveled outside, they see you as very strange to them.
Yeah, yeah. And I suppose like for so long, like in Ireland, we haven't been used to people from different countries.
Yeah,
we've always been the ones going to the other countries.
Yeah.
And now that the time has changed and people are coming here, like the racism is growing, and it's a problem. But thankfully things like this, like Sarri, are trying to combat it, and other networks are trying to say, you know, it doesn't make a difference what colour you are or where you're from.
Yeah.
Everybody's welcome. We
you
can
just
live
want,
here
you see white, black and everybody. I have 3 Irish guys on my team. You understand me? You have 3 Irish guys on my team. Edwin, Matt and the other one. Even Shera didn't come because he's playing an Ecom League Cup.
Yeah.
I told you we have a good team, but most of them are very busy. That was why we came with the second seed team. Even some of us just tried to mix up because we were less busy. So we're just trying to mix up. We have good friends who are Irish. They understand the Irish system.
Yeah.
They understand us. So we're just catching fun with them.
And you're happy to be here? It's gone okay?
It's going okay. It's going okay because you just have to survive.
Yeah.
You just have to survive.
Like anywhere, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because it's not your own land, but you just have to survive.
Yeah, yeah. And in terms like it looks like the team Fairview United now, they look to be a pretty handy team. They look like they probably play in a local league.
Yeah.
Back in Kilkenny, like, would you just play with your friends, just mess games?
No, we play the night league.
Okay.
Yeah, we play the night league. We have the ASK team there in Kilkenny.
Yeah.
We were promoted from Division 1 to the Division to the Premier League in Kilkenny, and we played the Summer League. I think last month we lost in the finals.
And what's the name of your team?
ASK.
ASK.
Yeah.
Is that Sanford or anything?
Yeah, it's an asylum seekers club.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. So most of us, some of them are asylum seekers who are now refugees, who are now residing in the country. Some are just residents here in the country, but most of us are foreigners.
Yeah.
But it was grouped from an asylum system. Most of them grew from the asylum system, and that's why the name was Asylum Seekers Club, Kilkenny.
Yeah.
So that's it.
And how long have you been in Kilkenny yourself?
I've been there about 1 year. 1 year now.
Okay.
It's 1 year.
And were you in Dublin before that?
Yes, I was in Dublin about 8 months.
Okay, okay. Yeah. And do you find a totally different atmosphere in Kilkenny than in Dublin?
Oh, it's quite different. You know, Dublin is a very busy town. It's a big city. Kilkenny is like, it's another small, it's a town, but very small. It's like a village.
Yes.
But Dublin is big with different type of people. But Kilkenny is just strictly Irish people.
Yeah, that's it. I suppose it's just like... The world is changing. Ireland's changing.
Yeah.
I'm sure Nigeria is changing.
It's
as
changing
well.
Everywhere. The world is changing.
Yeah.
You know, the world is a global village.
Exactly.
It's just changing.
Exactly.
That's it.
So just more and more people getting to know each other. And
yeah, every day.
Like things like this, just allowing people to get to know each other, I suppose, and find out what each other are about.
Yeah, that's it.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, that's the end of it now. It looks, I think, the Fairview one.
Is that a Fairview day? Or
yeah.
The blue team, they've won. Yeah, I'm going.
Okay,
listen,
so thanks very much anyway, and we'll have this up online, and we'll organise details after. But sure, so thanks very much, and I hope the rest of your time goes well in Kilkenny and all the rest. So
okay.
Talk to you in a while anyway.